שלום לכולם, שלום הרב לייטמן.
שלום, שלום לכולם, שלום.
הרב לייטמן, אנחנו בתוכניתנו צעדים ראשונים בקבלה, וכבר זה באמת, כבר לא כל כך צעדים ראשונים, אנחנו כבר בתוכנית ה-25 שלנו, והנה אנחנו בתוך משבר הקורונה, אתה קורא לזה מתנת הקורונה, והנושא של השיעור...
משבר זה מקום לידה. אישה שיושבת ללדת ילד, היא יושבת במקום שהוא נקרא משבר. ולכן, זה יכול להיות רע, זה תמיד טוב. כמו שאנחנו קראנו שם במאמר קטן של הרבש, שמה שאני שולח אליך, אומר השם, שנראה לך שזה מכה, זאת תרופה. לכן אני דווקא שמח בכל דברים האלה. הם מקדמים מאוד את האנושות למצב הטוב.
יופי, אז זה בדיוק הנושא של השיעור שלנו היום, השגחה המטרתית. אנחנו רוצים לראות מה, איך פועלת עלינו ההשגחה, לאן היא מובילה אותנו, מה המטרה שאליה אנחנו מובלים, והשאלה הזאת רלוונטית יותר מתמיד דווקא עכשיו בעת הזאת.
בבקשה.
אז מה, קודם כל, מה זו השגחה בכלל?
השגחה זה שהבורא משגיח ככוח אחד, יחיד ומיוחד, על כל המציאות, היחס שלו לכל המציאות, כדי להביא את המציאות למצב שהוא קבע כמטרת ההתפתחות כל המציאות, היא נקראת השגחה. משגיח.
משגיח עליי באופן פרטי, או משגיח על האנושות, או משגיח כן. על העם שלי, על מה משגיח?
בהכל. בהכל לגמרי. פרטי, כללי, לגמרי, על כל פרט ופרט ועל כל כלל.
כן, אם עכשיו נוציא את המושג בורא מתוך ה...
הטבע, מה זה חשוב? לדבר על הטבע או לדבר על הבורא, זה אותו דבר.
אז מה זה?
אין הבדל. מה זה בורא? בורא ממילה בוא ורא. זאת אומרת, זה כלפינו שאנחנו רוצים לבוא ולגלות. כן? כאילו הוא קורא לעצמו בורא, כאילו הוא מראה לנו בוא ורא. אני מזמין אותך, אני אבטח לך כל המציאות, כל העולמות, כל העולם. בוא. ולכן הוא נקרא בורא, שבצורה כזאת הוא מתייחס אלינו, שהוא כל הזמן מושך אותנו אליו.
כן, אני כאדם רציונלי, אני מסתכל על המציאות, אני לא רואה כל כך את מה שאתה אומר.
זה לא חשוב מה אתה מבין, מה אתה דבר עם התינוק, הוא מבין משהו, מה שקורה, דבר עם מדבר עם המון בני אדם, מקבל עשרות מכתבים.
I talk to lots of people, get dozens of letters, what do they understand? Doesn't matter if they understand or not, they're under providence. A person in this world, does he know why he's alive, what he's living for, who's managing him, what's happening to him every moment? Where does he get those thoughts from? Where do the desires come to? He doesn't know any of that. Our role is to bring him to understanding, or to lead him to understanding that there's providence that's purposeful. Our role is to develop him to a state that he will enter mutually with the upper force, with the creator, and see how the upper force relates to him, what the upper force... wants of him and how he needs to respond. Gilad, that is, we need to know where we are now and slowly, gradually lead them in a process till we all understand what this purposeful providence is. Rav, yes. So where are they now? Let's say people are looking at this great phenomenon. In truth, I see on the social media, they're saying creator, they're saying upper force. They're saying it. It's true. It's all good, nice. But still, they're either blaming the virus, the person who ate that bat in China, or the systems of health that were not ready, and they're remaining on that plane. Maybe this blow is not enough. Maybe we need several blows to start understanding that it's something beyond our perception. Rav, I don't get involved with the upper providence. Whatever he sends, I bless for it. I just need to know how to respond in the most correct way. So how do we need to respond now that it's the virus people who say that the virus is to blame. Nevertheless, just respond that it's for more connection between us. Because we are in the system of Adam,
because
the system,
we're the
of,
system
one soul,
of Adam as a system,
and we
of one
all
soul,
to start
and
with,
all of us to begin
to one
with,
another,
we're connected
as parts of
as
one body,
parts in one body,
and through the sin of the tree
and
of knowledge,
by the sin of the tree of
through
knowledge,
a certain action, we distanced and
we
lost
have
that
lost
good.
The good connection between us, and there's a bad connection between us. And now, once again, we have to reconnect from the bad connection to a good connection. And when we finish doing this, there will be the end of correction. And in the good connection, we will attain one force, a higher reality, and this way we'll feel the upper world, the eternal world. From the state that we're in right now, we have to move to feeling the eternal world, as simple as that. Is there providence leading us on this path? Yes, but on condition that we become partners with providence. Can we learn something about it? On each and every step, we have to make a connection between us.
Let's say there's providence. Let's say someone says there is providence, there's laws, there's nature. I don't understand. Why is the providence isolating us now, closing us? To give us room to let us see how distant we are from one another. And how we need to correct ourselves. Why distant? I went to the pub, I went to a soccer field, I enjoyed with many people together. No, I'm sitting at home and I can't even watch a game because they're not playing. The players are isolated. Rav, correct, because you used and you played in bad energy. You were really disregardful towards others. And that's how it is. So now you're being given a place where you can sit and think about this, contemplate your life. Gilad, that's right, but I don't have that feeling that something was bad there. My feeling, it was the greatest pleasure of all. It was the best. I'd go and play with my friends and then have a beer in the pub. How did I sin there? Rav, that's something that you will have to understand. To what extent all your desires were in order to enjoy. Not that you wanted to harm them, seemingly, for the friends, but you wanted to constantly be in good for yourself. And now you need to transfer your life to different lines. In every single action, do it so it'll be good for everyone. Because we're returning to the system of the general Adam HaRishon. And there we are all together as parts of one body. As each part is responsible to the functioning of the general system. Hands, feet, head. Each organ, each cell in our body must know how much it needs to behave correctly towards the general body. Meaning, I need to learn something that I don't feel yet and don't understand. But yes, you need to try and feel and understand. Is this how providence works on me? It doesn't give me a hint or something. Also, when a teacher at school gives an exercise in math, he gives me some exercise, and then he gives some variation so that I'll get to it on my own, something like, so I'll feel like I achieved it on my own. Here, all of a sudden, I had fun, I went abroad as much as I wanted to. I had fun. I used all the resources on earth. Everything was for my benefit. The Chinese made all the productions that we needed, everything I could dream of, small, from the smallest to the greatest. And all of a sudden I'm at home, closed, poor thing. What now? How is it operating on me, this providence? Rav, now you get to understand what the upper force, this general providence, is demanding of you. It brought you on purpose through all kinds of these states, and also not such good states, because earth was, most of earth was suffering, and now you need to check. So what needs to be, in what way does our life need to be? So what are those stages of development? How do I come from here to where? And from here onwards, what? I understand there's a certain stage of development. I get that. It's a certain process. But where was I? And where am I going to? I don't understand. From here where to where? Does it depend on me? Does it depend on what? You need to understand that the world has to enter into a mutual connection of everyone. And only when it comes to the right connection between everyone, it will be healthy. And then also this virus and all the rest of the egoistic viruses and all of these relations of ours, these horrible relations that we just want to subdue ourselves and destroy and subjugate the other and kill the other and use the other. Until we rid ourselves from that bad attitude towards each other, nature will continue to punish us in all kinds of ways. And how will this attitude all of a sudden change? Will something change in me from within, the people around me? You're a very delicate creature. And what's good is that you enjoy. And what's bad for you, you suffer. Therefore, through such influences upon you, good and bad ones, we can teach you what's worthwhile to do. And this is how the upper providence will do for you. You see, it's sending you a virus, and you're obliged to bow and to sort your life accordingly. So what am I, a bear in the circus that are being tamed? Of course. Who are you? You degree to the, you belong to the degree of animal. And if you know how to use your nature to harm others, if that's the only way you know how to use it, that's called your evil inclination, your nature. So now we need to teach you that you've been included for enough in this bad nature, and now you can move to the good nature. This against that. Let's say that virus now passes. There's a certain parabola. Everyone gets infected and it passes. I think everyone's trying to explain that all of this, eventually everyone's going to eventually get infected. Only it shouldn't happen too fast so that the health system doesn't collapse. So we're softening it, shortening it so that the governance in the world will be able to manage it. What will be after? How will it change? Will people not go back to wanting money, to want to have fun? Other than the fact that many economies collapsed, maybe it's an opportunity, they'll rise again. Stronger, more cruel. The world that was before will not return. It will not return anymore, in my opinion. And we will advance to another world. The virus will teach us that we need to be in different relations between us. That other than the bad feeling that we constantly relate to each other, there has to be against that the opposite, the good feeling. And we will search for it and be able to try and arrange and define it between us. How will that happen? Without that, we won't be able to continue. Why won't we be able to continue without that? Because life is drawn to balance between the positive and negative forces so that there will be a balance between them. If we don't go in the middle line, we won't survive. What is we won't survive? We will nevertheless continue, but we will suffer. And this suffering will aim us, direct us towards the right relationship between the good and bad. Meaning, thus far we went in the form of a little child that goes wild with everything he's given. We exploit and exploit each other. We use earth. We use everything. We received a blow. Now all of a sudden we understand that it's worthwhile to start being considerate of each other. Rav, we don't understand. We just don't have a choice. If we were to understand, that would be a great degree. We don't have a choice. That's why we need to behave differently. It's like a child is given, he's beaten, and he says, okay, I agree. Why do I agree? Because I don't want to be beaten. Don't give out humanity, nice words, or something that we don't want. Humanity wants to behave as it's behaved. The evil inclination, our ego, did not disappear. But inevitably, we will have to fold up a little bit. This folding up, let's say now, and this at this stage, says to everyone, listen, think of everyone, not only of yourself, stay at home. Calm down to not harm. That's clear. Okay, so I understand that I have no choice, and because I live in a society where I have my elder parents, I have to watch over them and other people, I have to stay at home, and also because I'm afraid the police will catch me if I go outside. But, so I learned a certain lesson in compromise. Meanwhile, around me, the economy is collapsing. It's like after a bomb, you go outside, everything is different. What's our attitude to these things now? You said the evil inclination remains. What changes then? Applause. Applause to the coronavirus. Yes. I'm truly saying it that way. Thank you very much for doing this work, for erasing all of this garbage from the earth, from the world. You erased millions and billions of dollars and oil barrels and gold and all that. You left us between us so that now we can define simple relationships between us, just like good people. What do we need? To go into struggles again, to go into all kinds of competitions, etc.? No. If we don't learn, it won't end. The virus will teach us all the way. Meaning, if we don't learn, you expect more things that will come and continue this. Rav, we're just in the beginning of our way, of the new way. This won't end within a year. Imagine to yourself, you're sitting for a week and you're already filled with nerves and you don't know when I'll go outside. And after a few months, we'll talk to you. You'll see how you will respond. You'll start to enter into a state that is completely different. You will start to feel that between us, there is a connection between all people, that although we're each sitting in his cell, there's a connection between us. We can feel the states between us. We can feel that we belong to one system. And who's doing that? The virus. We can come to a state in which we're more connected to one another. We don't need to be in one area together or even call on the phones or the internet. We can just like that feel that we're all in the same state, and it doesn't matter in what countries. So we can truly be as one man in one heart. So you're actually talking about the development of a new sense, a new muscle that was deteriorated for years. Of course, we're putting you into a room and saying, sit, and slowly you'll start to feel that you're in a system called the system of the neshama, of the soul, where everyone feels each other. Rav, are you talking about all of humanity living in this state? Yes, inevitably, there's no choice. Until the very last person, which altogether didn't even hear about this virus, he's running after some deer or a wolf there in some place, in the north or in the south, it doesn't matter where. Meaning, actually what's opened up for us now to all of humanity is a new sense, and Providence brought this virus to us to calm down the external noise, so we'll be able to hear to this soul, to this understand it, feel it, use it. Providence is pushing us towards creating a new connection between us. Yes. And the creation of this connection is based on something we didn't know before. We didn't know it before. We didn't feel ourselves prior to this connected to one another. Since we were constantly in this chase of running and looking how to exploit one another. And now where we're sitting at home and the virus is made between us, it cleaned many egoistic relations between us of how to use others. So we will start to feel actually ourselves connected to one another in one system. Why? Because above us there is a problem, there's a trouble of all of ours. And this issue is connecting us all together. And then we will feel that we are all human beings. And in this way, we have to behave to one another. And we now, as Kabbalah students, do we have a certain role in this process? We need to explain it. And how we come to a state in which we very quickly enter into a new form of connection, of relation, called a soul. And then in that connection between us, we will start to feel the Creator, the upper force, which is executing all these actions, doing all these discernments between us, and then we enter into connection with Him. I want to go back to the public. When you say this, I know I have friends from my family, I know people I know from work, I know people from friends. Each of them has some social circle. What does it mean to feel this connection? Is it a connection with all of humanity? Is it a connection with the relatives, the people that are close to me? Where, in what space will we start to feel something new? I don't feel like faces, like I see now faces in Latin America, from Turkey, from Asia, from Dnieper, from New York, 10-2, from many other places, Kiev, from MacVG. There are many, many friends before me. I don't need to see them. I don't need to recognize their faces. I need to feel them, to feel. And that will be, and not just them, but all the billions of people in the world. And inside of me, there is the ability to feel that. Just like I feel what's happening with my body. That's how I will feel them as being with me, in a mutual connection. To feel what exactly? The connection between us, and in this connection between us, where we are connected, there in the connection between us, we will discover the Creator, the upper force. And this connection between us is eternal. And we will start to feel our eternal existence in that, that we all belong to eternal lives. That's the emergence into the new world. And that's the stage that humanity is in today. Humanity is on the way to that, and we belong to the last generation. Where's man's free choice in this process? Man's free choice is either he is drawn to the awakening from himself also to that same goal, or he's taken forcefully through blows. The choice between this and that, what does it mean to be drawn by his will to that? To be drawn by his will, he hears, he reads, he listens, he is included with people who are drawn to this goal, and goes with them. And if he doesn't want, but must, nevertheless, his time has come, then he's given blows, and he says, I want. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that the general time has come where everyone needs to awaken. That's why you're seeing this virus, look how it's working. It's a pandemic. It's upon all the world. And no one is left that can remain free. You can say, but there are villages that aren't connected or to all of humanity, even in Italy or in Russia, in Siberia or in some place there in Oceania, or doesn't matter where. Will the virus come to them too? The answer is yes. The virus doesn't come through the air like we think, or through food or through people. The virus is coming from zero. It's a disclosure of this new force that wasn't there before and awakening us to connection. To awaken us to connection, what would be in the end of this connection? If I want to explain this, I say, look, it'll lead us to a certain state. Okay, this is the next state. What will be in the end? What is, when we say all the time about this personal providence, Balas Olam says, the revelation of his godliness to his creatures in this world, when he describes the an order of cascading roots and all that to this exalted goal called the revelation of godliness in this world. Exactly. How do you say this in words? It doesn't matter. Very simple. Let's say 150 or 200 years ago, they invented the radio machine. Yes, Marconi and all those inventors. They invented the radio device. That wasn't enough. So they invented not a radio detector, but with an amplifier that went with it. Then it wasn't enough. They invented it with tubes, with transistors, and so on and so forth. That wasn't enough. They invented the TV. The first TVs, 100 years ago, what form they looked like, and that too wasn't enough. And that's how and in such a way, things cascaded that way. How will it be? It'll be like through our advancement in the process of correction, where we will invent more and more complex systems for the revelation of the bad and attaining the good. I mean, you can compare it now that within us the first radio device is being revealed. Yes, exactly. For sure. And it's being revealed from zero. Just like some thought, some brilliant idea comes to a person's mind to do something one way or another. Yes, we also saw in history that like the wheel and all kinds of things that were revealed were discovered in different continents with an explanation. Yes, the time has come for it, and that's it. We're in a very special time. Again, but what will be at the end of it? How long can we be? We'll have this virus and other kinds, these kinds of viruses, which will come one after another and give us blows, or on the contrary, drive us forward in a good way so that we will be able to connect. To the extent in which we connect correctly with one another, that is, with a good feeling, as friends, as we connect, just like Rabash writes in his social writings, if we manage to connect in such a way, then we begin to discover a new reality, a new world between us. The Creator is revealed between us. This is the inner spiritual force in us, spiritual life. And this is how we reach the revelation of the Creator to His creatures in this world. Yes, Rav Lightman, we're about to finish our program. I want to ask for you a summary. Where are we coming from? Where are we now? And where are we going? If you could package all of what we said today. We are with you truly before the big corrections, which we are eyewitnesses to, as they're being revealed upon earth. And the end of correction, that's what's before us. The end of correction is considered that we, all of humanity, is rising above our egos and connecting in such a way that the Creator is being revealed between us, and then we attain in the feeling of the Creator between us, eternal, whole life. And by this, we are already above time, space, and motion, a new life, a different life. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. So I wish us all to think about this, to enter the internet, to see the articles, to see the materials relative to this. I hope that you too will offer everyone where to see these things that we talked about now, so that we can expand upon them more and more. And each of us will try to also supply this knowledge to the whole world, to the extent in which you spread this information to the whole world, accordingly, you are advancing on your own. A person cannot advance alone. As much as you learn, it won't help you. What will help is the fact that you will advance others. And that's your advancement. Succeed. All the best to you. Thank you very much. And we have concluded.